Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-52216374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
It's a crucial business. Evangelism and discipleship is a crucial business. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you because it is you who have gathered us. We are here to glean again and trust you that you will help us. You have raised issues today. Issues that demand insight. Issues that demand wisdom. We are tired of just doing something that has no results. And we cannot do otherwise than to do what you have commanded. We cannot change our mind. We can't say we are going to stop. Nevertheless, we want to see progress. We want to see fruitfulness. Again, as we glean, help us in Jesus' name. I'm not standing as a teacher, standing as a fellow disciple, hoping we could see what you have to say from your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank our leader, Brother B. Thank you so much, sir, for the privilege that you have given to me to be able to share. I would want to plead with us to remove that word pastor. You see, we have one pastor, and he's Pastor Osomi, you understand, for this church. So it's okay, my brother. I'm your brother, and let's leave it like that. Amen. And I know we abide by that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now it's going to be interactive. At the same time, the Lord will help us. I want to talk to you as a brother who have been privileged by God to see several hundred, if not thousands, saved. I want to talk to you as a brother who has seen so much success in evangelism. I want to talk to you as a brother who has also seen so much failure in evangelism. I want to talk to you as a brother who have tried so many things and have failed so many times. And I want to speak to you as a man too, who is weak, but also depending on the strength of the Lord. And I pray that everything God uses me to share, it will be an added advantage to us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, sir, would you please help us to share this as we look at the word of the living God. Okay, you could just give to our sister and then she can pass it. Okay. Now, our brother, Brother B, has shared with me that we could pause anywhere in the message and then raise one or two questions. But I want to encourage you, please note your questions so that the flow is not diverted. Amen. Nevertheless, I will coordinate by raising certain questions for our interaction. Are we together? Now, Brother B, you will do a lot of work for us. Help us note all the villages we are looking at, note them down, and write peculiarly. Everybody should write all the villages, and especially those that have been assigned to a particular place, and write in front the peculiar hindrance of that particular place. The one that there could be a lot. Just write, this is a major hindrance of this particular village or this particular community. Just do that quickly as we do that. The rest of us who are new, we can just still relax. And then permit your brother, I take a lot of water. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Everyone should open to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and 20. 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 28. I will encourage every translation to please read for us as we trust the Holy Spirit to help us. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Spirit of life. Oh, see, don't do something this particular afternoon. Don't be familiar with the Bible. Anyone familiar with the Bible is operating by a familiar spirit. That's the way I see it. When we say open to, and it's like, okay, you have a familiar spirit. That's where I put it. You know, each time they call a scripture, there is, you are about to assess life. All your antennas should be sharp. It's not about the person speaking, it's about the Bible. Are you following this? So it's important. But if you're like, well, it's okay, and I'm going to finish. I hope this is biscuit or what are they serving? You know, no, don't know. Face what we are talking about. Verse 18 to 20. NIV. King James first.
And Jesus came.
Please sit, my sister. Thank you, ma'am. Please sit.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying.
Jesus came and spake unto them, saying.
All power is given unto
them. How many power? How many power? How many power? How many power? If all power is given unto him, which power is left with the devil? Our brother, God has used him to wake our understanding that it is, excuse me, I gave an illustration. There is gold here, but there is a door that is strong that will not open. The truth is, as I share with the family, I said, what is that door? Our response, some of our response was, it's an entrance. We try to, the door is locked. But once we peep through the window, we can see the gold. We can see the treasure, but burglary all around. But the access is the door. And the door is locked. So I told the brother, I said, what is the door? They said, it's an entrance, it's a blockage, they mentioned all of that. And I said, but also, what is that door? It's the access. And I said, every entrance is also the access point. What you call entrance to life is this, that same entrance is the access point to them. It only takes the key. If somebody stands before this door now, the door we are talking about, and they say, open, hey, open, is that what will open the door? If it's a very strong door and you bring matches, you are going to exert a lot of effort. But excuse me, no matter how giant a door is, once you have the key, what happens to that door? It opens. And that key is wisdom. Because wisdom is the principal thing. Most of the time, our prayer should be praying for the wisdom to penetrate. Because that's the principal thing. No problem if you labor for 5 hours praying for wisdom to penetrate. You are just there. Bowing your head, you say, what are you still doing? You say, I'm praying for wisdom to penetrate. If it does not come, no access. You know that brother said, well, there is nothing there. Oh. The prophet said, go again. Sir, there's no, go again. You keep going, because once we can get it, you must go and tell here that the rain will stop him. So if it takes us to be there until the key is given, because wisdom is the principal. All power. How many power?
All.
See, amen. Let me tell you something. One thing I am begging God for my own heart is that there is no time I read a scripture that I'm familiar with. That's why I don't mark my Bible. I didn't say that to you. I don't mark my Bible. You know why I don't mark my Bible? The day the Holy Ghost wants to appoint me again, my heart can say, but I've seen it before. I don't mark it. So I leave every page fresh, as if that's the first time I want to access it. All power. All. I said Jesus. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. Which power is left? None. Yes, please, read on. Read verse.
Go ye therefore. And Jesus came and spake unto them,
yes,
saying, all power is given unto me.
And I like that word saying. Saying means present continuous. If he said it that time, he's still saying it. Saying. Go on, please.
Go ye therefore.
All power. Follow me as I follow Christ. All power is given unto me, where?
In heaven and in earth.
In heaven and in earth. All power. Satan doesn't like this announcement. All power is given. Is given. Is it all power will be given?
No.
If you pray enough, the power now comes to me. Eh? No. See, I want you to pay attention. You see, if we do not function by understanding, by wisdom, we will labor without seeing result. All power is given unto me, not you, me. It's me. So because if you start looking at yourself, you will see a lot of your weaknesses. How you did not speak well, what you did not say well. Me. It's me. It's not about you. All power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Go ye therefore.
Go ye therefore.
Go ye therefore. Another way to put it is, therefore, go. Because, what is the meaning of therefore? Therefore means something was there for a reason. Therefore means something is being said that is about to produce the next thing. The reason why you should go is not because of anything. It's because all power. Your going is on the premise of all power. Don't go if all power is not with me. Don't go if the idolatry in the land is still powerful. Don't go if you think that what they have there supersedes my name. Don't go if your revelation and understanding thinks that they are strong there. They have idols there. They are smokers there. They have addiction there. The spirit behind them is so strong. No. Don't go if you think so. That's why I speak to you as a brother who has seen, I don't know, maybe now they are around 2000. I've seen them saved and I've failed several times. I've cried several times. I've been down. So I said, Lord, I didn't do well there. I wasted people's time also. So it's not your superstar talking to you. Go therefore. Go ye therefore. Do you know how Peter had that statement? Peter had the statement the way Jesus said it. James had it like that. You see, it is we that try to put something else inside the Bible. This is what Jesus said. Jesus himself. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. If I speak to you, the words I speak to you, they are life and they are spirit. John 6 is the 3. The words I speak to you, they are life and they are spirit. So this statement is life and spirit. If your spirit is not open, you won't see it. All power. All. Lord Jesus, you mean all? Are you trying to cajole us? Do you mean all? I meant what I said. I've never said what I don't mean. Go ye therefore and teach. Now, I love King James. I love King James. I'm a King James brother. Can I have another translation? New Living, sir. New Living.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying,
would you please sit down?
Say, all authority.
Look at this. Jesus
came and spoke to them, saying,
I like that because Jesus didn't say it from somewhere far off. He came to them, or to personally, listen to me. He came to them, he approached them. It's not like he announced on somewhere so that Peter said, well, I didn't hear it. Mm-mm. He came to them and he kept saying it. Yes?
Yeah.
See, I love New Living Translation. Say what?
All authority.
And well, some people, some English people, they say authority and power. Whichever way is the same thing. For me, all authority
has been given to me.
Yes.
In heaven and on earth.
Now that means the level of your operation can cover the two realms. The level of your operation. See, listen, I'm begging God for my own eyes. Open my eyes to see. My own problem is that I can't see. It can cover the two realms. Principalities and powers. They claim to be up there. Eh? I have their power. So when you think that something, you know, listen to, are you following me now? Some people still think that principalities stop our prayers. Oh my God. Daniel, Daniel was in the testament without the blood of the Lamb. That's why Gabriel could be in that. Why? Lucifer is a prince also. He said, and God didn't take it from him. So he could stop Gabriel. Michael is also a principality. Because when you hear principality, some of you think it's just darkness. No, no, principals, leaders, rulers. He's an archangel. So Michael came to wrestle on the same level of authority. Release him. And you know, when they released him, Michael was still fighting. And after the all prevailing, Jesus came on board and said, in heaven and in earth, all power. On the day of Pentecost, no devil could hold the Holy Ghost from coming. No, I thought they should hold the Holy Ghost somewhere in the sky. No, 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 they can't. Why? This Jesus has all the power. Do you know Jesus made some announcement without putting any clause? He said, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. He never put a clause. If you pray well, if you prevail over the sky. These are the ignorance of the... You see, I am asking them. You see, the same issue you have, sir. It's the same issue. I said, Lord, why am I laboring and there's no reason? I don't like it. I personally don't like it. I personally will stop going to a place. As a minister of God, I will stop going. I don't go. I said, why are you sitting there? Because I've not gotten the key. No, it's not by going. It's by all power. Because the going is after the understanding. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. He said it emphatically, assuredly, and Peter never thought twice. Look at it. Look on us. He is expecting to receive something from them. He said, such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise. There was no, hey, there's one priest. But please, read your epistles very well. And then immediately we quote, we respond again, first of all. I try to look at it again. And I found out that we have misunderstood that chapter. Please, there's no time to do that. We want to go to effective evangelism. Because I later saw that. I said, Lord, this is, we have not understood this chapter. There are two chapters in the Bible, in the epistles, that talk about warfare. We have the issue of resonance against flesh and blood, and we have the issue of casting down imaginations. Those are the two principal. Revelation talk about the things that the angels are doing, what God, God's judgment with the devil and all that. Now, maybe if we had more time, or if I could touch it, God helping my own life also, I will. But I found out that if we miss the pivot of the Great Commission, the Great Commission said, all power has been given. Go ye therefore. Now, NLT says, go therefore. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, yeah. Has been given unto me.
Yes, sir.
Go therefore and make disciples.
Now, look at this. I like this. And what? Go therefore and
make disciples.
Go therefore and
make disciples.
Go therefore and
make disciples.
That is what King James called teach. You see teach in your own Bible, King James? Is King James reading for us? Please read for us, King James.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
You see, go ye therefore and teach. The Greek word there is tutor and make pupils. That's the root word. Teach means tutor and make pupils, make followers. See, don't miss it. He didn't say go and preach and come back. No, please. You see, you need to understand it. Go and make disciples. And to make disciples involves two things. You announce first, you declare first, and then you tutor. The announcement, the proclamation, is what we call evangelism. Evangelio, it means to announce, to declare. But the Great Commission is not evangel, it's not declare. It's make pupils. Make disciples. So, Lord Jesus, I can't make disciples. I cannot make disciples unless I see the all power. They will even follow me. I have not seen the all power. I don't understand your all power. How will I? You think you can make them disciples on your power, on your wisdom, on your words? Because you dress well, you came from a church, you brought rice, you brought gifts, you brought Milo. No. Now that the church have missed it. I look at my master. My master said it in, and I found out that when the early church followed what the master said, they got the result that the master said they would get. You know, Jordan told them, add Milo, add salt. He never said that. He just, go ye therefore and make disciples of how many nations? How many nations do? And the word nations there means people of different tribes and ethnic groups, people of different affinity groups. Make disciples of all nations. Yes, sir. Sit down, Virgil. Yes.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Baptizing them. You see, and that one is beyond water baptism. It is actually initiation. Baptism is not, is beyond, because if you think that baptism is something that is serious, as part, you didn't get baptized, hey brother, you didn't get baptized, then the thief at the right time shouldn't get to paradise.
Yes.
But he was baptized. Baptizing them is bringing them into the Trinity. Why? It took Trinity to make man. Let us make man in our image. It was the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. They shared the same image. After the fall, they were cut. Man was cut off from them. Now, by accepting Christ, man must be introduced back to them for the recreation to take place. Introducing them, bring them into the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And the symbolic means to do that is water. Why? We saw God demonstrated that when he led the children of Israel out, they had to go through water. The Red Sea was baptism. And you observe that Pharaoh stood on the other side, slavery. On the other side, freedom. And you have to pass through water. Paul called it baptism. It's in the Bible. Bring them into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Finish it up, sir.
Yes. And of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Teaching them to observe.
Imagine, he still continued. Teaching
them to observe.
Teaching
to observe.
Having taught them. Is he having taught them? Teaching. You see, please get what will bring results. This is what will bring results. Teaching, not telling. Don't do this thing again. This thing is not good. It will not help. You can't see results. You know what I found out about the Bible? You can do wrong things for 7 years. Everyone will not have mercy on you. It's wrong. So, God is not moved by your tears. It's that get the key. I said, but God, you saw my labor. He said, but that's not what I told you. I said, teach. You are telling him what he's doing is bad. After we told you the other day, you said you follow Jesus. Why did you now go back? It will not help you. Look, it's because of the love of God. Christ is making me to tell you this thing. Hey, God, listen to what I'm telling. Look at the Bible. Look at this Bible. You are telling him. You are not teaching him how to be free. Don't tell him. Teaching them to what?
Teaching them to observe all things.
All things
that I have commanded you.
Not what I suggested to you. So it's a command and it must be taught. And you must keep teaching. Teaching them how many things?
All things.
How many things?
All things.
How many things?
All things.
So teach them all things that I have. Now take note of the Bible. All power. All nations. All things. So it's an all power, all nations, all things. And I find out that the person who will teach all things must also be vast in all things. So there is no lazy person that can have result in evangelism and discipleship. Now, I put it to you, we are brothers. Forget any, we are brothers. Let's just talk. We are look, I love what our brother said. You know what he said that touched me? I just had to think. I said, I evaluated my own life by that statement. I said, if it's a company that employs me, I first worked and I was installing satellite before I was called into ministry. When my boss sent you on an assignment, he sent me to Ekiti to do some internet checkup and all of that. If you come back to the office without results, see, we were practically shaking, like, why is this thing not working? It's not because we didn't try. You know, oh my God. Do you know they lodged me in a very good room? They gave me room service. I don't know what they call Africana dish or something. They gave me, in fact, the AC was so cool. But excuse me, do you know what was in my mind? The bed was so large. But what was in my mind is that, Lord, this thing must work. It's not about the bed. It's about somebody is expecting results. So imagine you now came back. You ate the Africana dish. You ate the sweet potato. The rice and the beef was nice. They say, but did it work? And I say, actually, sir, what? And we tried. What? If we see it that way, and if I go to a village, it's not about anything, it's about it must work.
Yes.
Lord, it must work. It has to work. You know, imagine we're supposed to come back from that state, maybe like me 3 days ago. We can't return because it has not worked. If we want to return, you can't come back to the office in Lagos and say, well, sir, we tried, it didn't work. The man was not calling. So what are you people doing? Have you checked the IP address? Did you do this other one? Did you do this other one? I said, we are trying it, sir. We are trying it, sir. We became very useful. Because even the people were now saying, why is this thing not working? We thought we trust your company. No wonder. The people of the world cannot trust our Jesus. You know what? We are not producing results. Teaching them to observe. Teaching them. Now, if you say, who can help me? What is observe? Please help me now. So closely. And that is it. Please write it down. Because you must. We are talking about what we trust Baba to help us with. So closely and what, ma? Please note a word. If you say to closely monitor. Yeah, it's alright. But when you add carefully, look at me. If I want my sweetheart now to closely and carefully monitor something, it means that I must be with her to describe as per to details. Are you seeing what will bring results? It's not just take care, sweetheart. Just check all through. The answer is there. We'll see next week when it is all right. You can't see results. Actually, this process is slow, but sure. The other process is fast, but empty. Teaching them to observe. Lord, if you accept teaching them is okay. We could teach them. But to observe. Let me ask you. How many of you can observe everything here? No, you will only observe one at a time. Are you following me now? You want to take a nation. It is, we are coming back to, they are not stable. You follow me? Is to make him observe that particular matter. You want to make your teeth to observe it. You know, I heard somebody say that Peter preached 3 minutes message. I said, because the Bible summarized it. You thought 3,000 soldiers came. No. You go and read that. Sit down and read that chapter 2 again. You will see logical explanation that appeals to intellect. So Peter just preached 3 minutes. 3 minutes message. Those people, stubborn people that even Moses could not succeed with. No lazy person have results in evangelism and salvation. You know all this? Well, Lord, I don't even know what to say, but I know you will help me. Stop that. Stop that. That's not a good statement. You see, you know when they say, when Brother V called me and said, I was just like, Lord, what will I say now? Lord, what will I say? Stop that. Did you hear Peter say, I don't even know what to say? Somebody said, but Jesus said that at that time it shall be given to us. Well, go and read it again. You see, some of you don't read Bible. You will just quote what is out of context. Jesus was saying something in context of persecution. Is there from the day Jesus Christ himself, the Bible says, as his manner was, the day he read Luke chapter 4, that is Isaiah 61. He has been in that temple as a regular reader. Some of you thought that Jesus Christ never read and studied. No, some people thought he just came up, bam. You know, he told the Pharisee, have you read? Because he read. All Jesus knew, he read it. If he didn't read it, he's not our Savior. He can't be our Savior. He didn't read, and he wants to be my leader. He has to go through everything I want to go through for him to be our Savior. So Jesus studied scriptures and memorized them. It is written. He read it. So let's draw that line. As I trust that this will ring in your heart. One. Dismantle every understanding you have about demons in all those villages. To respect them is to disappoint the cross. All power. All power. But Bobrinka is there. It's not there. It's not there. You will let me. I something that I can never forget. I can never forget. Was the true story of a man. Please listen. I want to rush now. The true story of a man who had dined and wine with the devil. He had dined and wine with the devil. This man can transport himself. You know, he can rise like this. What do they call astral traveling or something? And then he can go to another nation. Imagine somebody here who go to another nation and kill people and come back home. That's the level of his involvement with the devil. He could make, if he sees somebody die like this, he could transport that kind of death and make it repeat itself on another person. Who like? I've forgotten his name now. I could ask you to Google it. Once I remember, I will send it to the page. You need to watch that thing. True life. Where am I going? He came in encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ through a church and all of that. Story, culture. Then he said, one day as I got disturbed, like, Jesus, if you want to save me, save me. If you are not saving me, just leave me alone. He had the revelation. And he saw himself on the way to hell. And he's a mighty evangelist today. He saw himself on the way to hell and Satan appeared to him. And Satan said, look at you. I've been your father all this while. You know too many secrets about me. This man is, he worships the devil. He said, high level satanic worship. And he said, the devil was so enraged that it's as if it was going to tear him apart. He said he didn't know how the cross appeared in his hand. And he did like this to the devil. He said the devil was... He said he was standing like a baby. I will never forget. Never. Satan's rage is an empty noise. Wait until you show him his defeat on the cross. When Satan knows you know that he actually has no power, watch the things that happen in your effort in evangelism and discipleship. We have, by the grace of God, seen addictions break like this. Why? When we started exalting what Jesus said. He broke. He just broke. He broke like this. In people's life. Why? We began to recognize what Jesus, and we were telling the people. Oh God, you don't understand. This smoke, he says, like, the smoking has no power. Listen to what, and it's a teaching. You see, it's not a telling. I don't understand. I'll say it again. I don't understand. I'll say it again. It's a label. So, I want us to get this clear. Whatever Jesus says is final. You can't add to it, you can't remove from it. Introduction. Did you hear that? The first and most important matter in effective evangelism is to carry the message of the gospel as a what? My brothers and sisters, as a what? Can that word be loud and clear? As a what? Please, loud and clear. As a what? Before being expressed as a conversation. So the gospel you are trying to preach, do you carry the life? Can you boldly say, I've been affected by the gospel? The gospel message is not a talk. It's actually the message of a life. Jesus is a life. The cross is not a story. It actually happened. It's an experience. Resurrection is not a story. It's an experience. So you cannot reduce the message to a mere talk without the life. Because what you are trying to explain is a life. Jesus is not a topic. Salvation is not a topic. Salvation is not something to say. It's actually an experience that happened. And until it has happened to you, it can't mean anything to them. What's salvation? Soteria. Which means what? Deliverance. You see, I'm begging God for you, my friends, as I'm trusting God for my own heart. What's soteria? Deliverance. One, deliverance from sin. See, I put this to you. And I look at, does that mean that all our sisters here, our brothers, does that mean they don't have something to do before they came to evangelism? Is it not because we love God, we want something to happen? That's why we are here. And we cannot be like this, and then we don't have the key. It's only a waste of time, honestly. I don't like that kind of thing. Deliverance. Deliverance. Can somebody be free from prison, and they say, Oga, you don't come and say, thank God, oh. I don't come out, oh. In fact, yeah, I congratulate you. But the thing where they be is there, they say, I still they visit that prison once a while. They still lock me up once a while. Is he really free? Talk to me loud. Is he really free? It's not what? So he may be free. Some people are free, but they are not free indeed. Whosoever the Son shall set free. See, if anybody is partially free, free for 2 weeks, free for 4 months, is he free? The mark of freedom is consistency. Your consistency in being outside of that bondage is the freedom. Once a while, it's not free. You are lying. You still lie. You want to. You can't preach. You don't have the life. You want to preach the truth. Christ, the life, is the truth. You are now still a lying person. Forget. Don't follow us again. So say, don't follow us again. You may even affect us. Yes. You know, one brother among them was not correct. He got out. They had to replace him with Matthias. Don't follow us again. Settle yourself, then follow us after you are settled. It's not me, we didn't hate you. Say, Brother Kenny, are you not going? Say, where? You know that you have not experienced the message. Oh, does that mean those who are going to preach the message are perfect people? No. But what is their imperfection? It's not sin. You see that? You know, some people have mistake. Nobody is perfect. For you. No, we are all sinners. No. We explain the imperfection of the Bible. It's there. Even Paul is imperfect. It's there. But Paul said it. We have renounced hidden works of dishonesty. You see that? So our imperfection is not sin. No. Imperfection is not sin. The gospel message is a life. You cannot express that life except you carry it as a life. No. As by the grace of God, as I've been privileged to, by God's grace, see several people come to the Lord, one thing I saw that each time God will point my attention to it and I say, Lord, may I not lose this thing? I've seen people call me from other countries We heard your message when you said that thing happened to you. It has been the most powerful one. Most of the results I've seen, they will say, when you told us you were formerly in masturbation and pornography, and that you used to be polluted several times, and now it's been years you've been free. He said, my heart wanted to know. And isn't it amazing? And I tell you the truth, a lot of the brethren that the Lord has brought to the Lord through me are still remaining. Some of them are now preaching and bringing others to Christ. And it gives me joy. Why? I first of all discovered that I'm a deceiver. I can't preach a message I'm not living. That was the first thing I said to in my life. Because I saw that I was going to church, but I was a liar. I still had lust. And guy is still there. Someone said, he provoked me. You can't provoke what is not inside you. If you eat rice and I use a morugu to provoke you, can you vomit, Panendia? What will you vomit? Rice. So you say he provoked me. It's because anger is still seated. And the man you are supposed to express is meek and lowly in heart. I got this encounter 2009. I have to tell God, deal with this issue before you send me out. No wonder I sat on them for 3.5 years. The crucial matter of your life. Let me tell you something. I've seen people who I've preached to who had rejected my message. Yes, they rejected Jesus' message. Amen. Was Jesus also rejected? Yes, so they will reject us. That's not new. Nah. Jesus was. Who is as powerful as Jesus? Nobody. Who is as knowledgeable as Jesus? Nobody. Who is as great, pure, and holy as Jesus? Nobody. Yes, he was here, and men still rejected him. See, they reject him, they will reject you. But it's not like continual barrenness. So have you been delivered? You see, the gospel is not a message of forgiveness alone. It is a savior. You shall call his name Yehoshua. Jesus, for he shall deliver, save his people from their sin. Express language from the mouth of the angel. So anybody who claims to follow Yehoshua must be delivered from their sin. He's not delivered, he's not following Yehoshua, he's not following him. He's not following Jesus. You still see yourself, whether in your business, whether in your school, whether, you know, there are so many things that have turned us to be liars now. You know, there are diplomatic lies. There are white lies. There are blue lies. There are colorful lies. You see that now? Now, let me begin to explain some of those blue lies, white lies, diplomatic lies. So, as somebody who even pointed, Abraham lied. You thought Abraham, God approved it. Hope you know the Bible says, for all have sinned and all fall short of glory. Because it's Adam till Moses, all died, including Abraham. It is because Baba Abraham just believed God. God said, God counted it. Hope you know it is God counted it. Right? No, they didn't say his righteousness. They said God counted it. God accepted it. But he wanted to establish something. Because Abraham's mistake is still affecting us today. Because death was raining in them too, in him. Jesus is our example, not Abraham. Don't look at the way Abraham lied. The pastor said, if Abraham lied, Isaac also lied. Are they not here of the promise? You go and read your Bible very well. That's why Jesus had to come. Then the God should have left us with Abraham. Eh? No, he didn't leave us. Who is the man? Who did Moses also lift up? He lifted up the serpent. So that when Jesus Christ lifted up, we know that that's what Moses too was trying to talk about. How many of you know that the crucial people that has to do with our faith, they are Abraham, the father of faith. What did God do with Abraham? He signified the death of Jesus. Isaac was laid on the altar on the Mount of Moriah. Do you remember? The next person crucial is the law. Faith, law, Moses. And then God also was signifying by the law. Lift up the pole. put the serpent, he still put a signification of what we are to expect. So the faith, the law, and the reality. Jesus himself. So anybody points to anything inside the Bible that is outside Christ, say, well, but Abraham also lied. No! Elijah called fire down because he was angry. Elijah is not our focus. Someone said, but Elijah went to heaven. Bible didn't say so. He went by chariot or fire. He was taken up to heaven. When Jesus Christ came, did you hear Jesus Christ say, no one has ever seen the Father except he that came from heaven? All of them are in paradise. Hope you know that. Where is paradise? It's not below. Which area? I don't know. You can't Google map it. It's not below. So if you don't sit down, study your Bible, you will mix up a lot of things. And you will not understand. Am I delivered from sin? Am I delivered? If I'm falling, that's what I told God. I saw I was struggling. Everybody respected me, but I was struggling. I was the preacher of holiness, but I was struggling. In me, I know. I preached one message song where the power of the Holy Ghost came down. People were baptized, speaking in tongues. I just stood there and said, hey! Oluwa ko je mi o. That's what I said. Because of Brother Jude. I said, Lord, this one does not move me. Me like this that I know. Holy Ghost, you are still moving. God scares me. God can bypass you and honor the people's faith. Some of you see miracles, things that way. You know, some people are just, they don't want something. And since it's the name of Jesus Christ you call, not the name of the devil. It's the Bible you open, not Guru Maharaj's book. God will honor the people's faith. And you, they will come and deal with you later. So that's the costly assumption, but we sang in your name. We heal in your name. We do this in your name. Because I bypass you, it's the people's faith. Your faith is unto me, not you. Because all power is unto me, not you. If I close this message here, honestly, I felt in my spirit that that is good. Are you delivered? I am not talking about 2 months out of prison, you later went back, they lock you up. You got again, somebody was there, and then you came out again, said, brother, I thank me, thank God, oh, they released me again. But it's possible I may still check back, because you know it's not easy to be outside. Can I talk to you? One time like that, you know, I just felt like, you know, God has helped me, now I'm really moving on in the Lord and I'm growing, until one day I watched a movie. In that movie, they were practicing lesbianism there. It was an interesting movie. The action movie. You see the devil? Action, iniquity, action. Like sandwich. Action in front, iniquity in the middle, sinfulness. Things against the principle of Christ. And then back it up with action. So you can't stand up. You watch it to the end. Open up your soul to pollution. And you want the power. How many times have we asked for power? How many times have we asked for power? Ryan Bumke said, stop asking for fire. What did you do with the last one? That day I stopped asking for fire. Fire, Lord! Fire, Lord! Ryan Bumke said, the last one you got. You thought every manufacture fire? As if the same I said, you know, and there's sometimes we want to add it, we say, fresh fire, Lord! You see? So which one is old? Whatever comes from heaven, who told you is old? He's supposed to be springing forth, stir up the gift. So it's not supposed to be old. It's always fresh. Fresh fire. Which one? What did you do with the last one? No, the last one you lost it in front of the TV. You lost it in front of African magic, and that's why there are a lot of magics in your life. You lost it there. So that day I was watching the TV, and then Catwoman. She was rescuing people, you know. She'll go and they, Hammerby's Robin, you go and rescue people. And you say, ah, no, I know it was that night, that Superman. You know, that looks, only at it. Look, only for one thing. Pa, 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 they have slaughtered evil in my house. Satan is a deceiver. He has no power, but he still has deceit. And he knows our eyes, a powerful gateway in the realm of the spirit, these eyes. They don't just see things. They capture spiritual things also. Your eyes capture iniquity and can defile you. It doesn't just capture picture. It captures the spirit behind that picture. And it's in you. You don't know. So I have been crying to God. I said, what is it, Lord? We will be praying. Is he hard like this? We are not joking now. We are praying now. We want you to conquer that place. Why is he hard like this? Hey, all these babalawo, they just twa. If they talk, it will work. Why are we like this? God said, why are you like that? The last time, where did you sit down? So one time you carry mic now, it's a lie. That's an empty tongue, because you have opened your soul continually to iniquity. The eyes of the Lord cannot behold. Now I, the Lord, lives in you. You are watching lesbianism. I said, no, but it's one sin. It's just one sin. Because he didn't feel the whole something. Z-word. Excuse me. How many of you know that you may not like this message? Maybe this will be the last time I'll preach. No problem. How many of you know that I've stopped watching them? So maybe you should help me. Maybe you update me. But I've watched some. Imagine they want to show us somebody was in love and then they something. You know, they have terrible storylines that don't finish. The storylines never finishes. And then they will say this one went in front of his idol. You know, they will show you idolatry. You don't know. They will show you idolatry and something. And you are watching. That means you are approving idolatry. Galatians 5:19. Go and read it. Works of the flesh. And you see before idolatry. Normally, when you say idolatry, hatred should rise in your spirit. But now you are smiling. It's not entertainment to you. You now want to win souls. Look, this was what I saw. And God said, stop what this is. Stop deceiving yourself and stop wasting the time of the people. So somebody should stop. So that the people stop you from coming or you stop going. Yes. When the Lord began to say, you are approving. I said, Lord, I didn't approve idolatry. He said, you didn't approve idolatry. But you just approved that thing that they just did there. Do you know there was one person who confused the people of Israel? And why were they trying to settle that thing in the camp? Balaam, Balak issue. They were still trying to settle that thing in the camp. There one useless Israelite strolling with a girlfriend. What happened? One Israelite took up and spear him. Why? Because God said, for that thing that this one did, tell him, his generation shall never be forgotten. Why? God loves holiness till tomorrow. I said, we have abused grace. And grace has become disgrace. We don't understand grace. Grace is an empowerment to live holy. Before, we can't live holy. But now, grace has come to live effortlessly holy. That's not grace. God cannot lower his standard. Never. So God came down to us and raised us to his standard. That's grace. Did you get it? The standard did not change. Who wrote the law?
God.
It's God. You see, God is not someone that says, that law is not okay. But he removed that. That's not God. Whatever God does is eternal. That law is eternal. So he wrote the law. That's the standard. You can't match up to it. I come down to your level and the word became flesh and then took us to that standard. That's grace. So nobody should tell us that, well, you see, I don't know why your own is even too high hard like this. It's not about hard. We've been taking up. And when we are now taking up, everybody still sees that standard. They now say, how come you are able to meet up with the standard? You now say, grace. Did you get that? Sister Tola, how come you are able to meet up with this standard? We have watched your life, the way you live. It seems to me that there is a power working in you. You are gentle, you are meek. You are not disturbed by lack. You are not disturbed. We know that you don't have everything, but how come you are so curtailed? Grace. That's when you now tell them, grace. I was lifted from where I am to the standard of God. He has made us to sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, where God the Father, who is holy, whom you cannot see, sitting. So see, Jesus took us there. Not as if God came down and remained at our useless level. You know, he took us there. So we are now at the standard of God. That's grace. Let's close that point. Brethren, what I'm sharing with you today, I'm still praying about it on my own life. And I'm not done yet. Because until the message is deeper in you, I find out that you will speak people be compelled to listen. I've seen it, sir. I'm sharing as a brother. I'm preaching inside the bus. People were bringing out jota. Bus. They will bring out Bible. I'm talking their jota. Sometimes it shocks me. It's not as if it happens once, not twice, not three times. They will just, you see them writing. People are jotting. Why? I'm not telling you a story. I'm talking to you about a life, an experience. On my way from Ibadan to Ede, I gave a message. Muslims were many in that bus. I don't preach again inside the bus. Why? The instruction in Matthew says, teach. So, if you are going to talk about correct teaching, every correct teaching is first an announcement and an explanation. That's teaching. You first declare. You